From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. As World War II raged, Canada began to plan for the risk of an air raid. While it seemed unlikely that an attack would occur, the government made plans and ran drills in the hopes of being fully prepared. In May of 1942, the Twin Sioux jointly staged their first blackout, with steel plant whistles sounding to alert the public. Dr. Robert James Magnan, Canadian Director of Civil Defences, was in town to view the event, and he described it as one of the most successful we have witnessed. This was high praise indeed, but the blackout wasn't without its issues. Officials noted that there were a few flashlights in evidence, which were possibly used by some thoughtless persons, but this trouble is met with everywhere, and will no doubt be eliminated in the next blackout. There was also one Queen Street store that was a blaze of light, and a few private homes that had left their lights on. The Sioux Daily Star reported that while no action would be taken this time around, repeat offenders would doubtless be reported to authorities. One person was hurt, a woman walking in the dark at Queen and Bruce who missed her footing and suffered a slight injury to her limb. In July 1942, Sault Ste. Marie got a new air raid siren, intended to warn the public of imminent attacks. Installed at Alex Muir School, the 5-horse power motor would help ensure the siren would sound throughout the East End, in areas where the whistles at the steel plant could not be heard. Just a few days after installation, residents heard the screech of the new air raid siren when the Twin Sioux ran their second blackout drill on July 31, 1942. The exercise went off without a hitch, almost. The siren sounded, including the new air raid siren, then gave the lights out signal. People sprang into action. Officials from both sides switched off the lighting at the locks, not in unison, as intended, but coordinated enough that it was possible to see just how dark the area got. The verdict? Very gratifying. Elsewhere in the city, individuals switched off their own lights and knew to stay off the road. Crews were dispatched to take care of a mock bomb at Bay and Gore Streets. Hypothetical casualties were reported and dealt with. Public participation saw 100% cooperation this time, and all lights were extinguished, save a few essential ones associated with the city's industrial operations. In September, the new air raid sounded once again, along with police sirens, train whistles, and steel plant whistles, when the two Sioux launched a surprise air raid drill. This time, the drill included local industries. The Algoma Steel, the Chromium Plant, and Abitibi shut down and switched off their lights. Even the coke ovens and blast furnaces paused operations. Two people were reported injured in this drill, both with fractured skulls. One was injured when he ran out in front of a car, and the other was driving on the wrong side of the road and collided with a bus. This time around, American Army officers took to the skies to gauge the effectiveness. Their verdict was that while they could have located the city, they could not have accurately aimed at any targets. Any enemy planes looking to bomb the city would also have resorted to flying low, making a defense strategy easier to mount. As always, there was room for improvement. Officials noted that too many drivers took to the streets, hoping to get home between the initial sounding of the siren and the blackout. While the speed limit was supposed to be 15 miles per hour during the blackout, many of the drivers sped. For future blackouts, officials suggested that all of the streetlights be extinguished immediately, discouraging people from taking to the roads. While there continued to be drills and blackouts held in Sault Ste. Marie, news of them quickly faded. With the end of the war, the sirens fell silent, at least, until the next conflict emerged. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sioux Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here?